Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For anybody that might be unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. This is a special radio show with a good friend of ours. His name is Ken Nielsen. And Ken Nielsen has been working on a website that we've been talking about called countonthetruth.com. So it's countonthetruth.com. Ken and I go way back. He's been a customer of ours for many, many, many years, and was telling me about some of the things that he's been working on, and we were talking about some of the challenges associated with, you know, doing anything nowadays, home-based businesses or anything else like that. And I said, you know, some of the biggest thing is people just have to know who you are. And if they know who you are, they'll give you their time, their patience, their trust, their loyalty, their hard work, all that sort of stuff. But in the world today, it is so hard to find that trust because there's so many scammers that are out there, whether it's in the MLM industry, the home-based business industry, the internet, whether it's trading or whether it's just anything. It's all over the place, and you're reminded of that probably every day, multiple times per day, as you're getting those friggin' phone calls coming in from those foreign telemarketers. So I know what it's like to kind of deal with all that sort of stuff. And it's challenging. I mean, just even opening up your email, you don't know who's trying to steal your identity or what's going on. So we talked about, you know, what are some of the common topics. And also, you know, not to say anything about social media and censorship, but there's, you know, misinformation or disinformation or malinformation or whatever kind of information or wrong information. So everybody's really searching for where can I go to get the truth. So we settled on a domain name called countonthetruth.com, and you'll be able to go there. Ken will post different articles about some of the things that he's working on. But one of the most important things that I wanted you as our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience to feel comfortable about is working with Ken. Good, hardworking gentleman. He's been building home-based businesses for a super-duper long time. If you go back to buildingfortunesradio.com, you can look for Ken Nielsen, or you can look for the radio show called Count on the Truth. And if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/countonthetruth, you'll be able to hear the previous radio shows that we've done and get a confident feeling. So if you are looking for someone to be able to work with that you can trust to be able to steer you in the right direction, you want to work with Ken Nielsen. So, Ken, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Hey, Peter. Good to hear you again.
And I know...
Yeah, I hope we got a good connection. It sounds like things are going good between us, so...
We do. And, you know, we talked about that. The platform that we're on where we do the recording had a little bit of a problem over the last week or so, and I think this is kind of... important just to kind of touch on. Ken and I were talking a little bit about stuff when we were before the radio show started, and I said, you know, when we're dealing with in-home businesses or at-home businesses, stuff like that, you know, you kind of ask yourself the question, and for those people that are trying to build in-home businesses or at-home businesses or network marketing companies or whatever, you know, worried about background noise, you know, kids, you know, screaming in the background, people pounding, somebody turns on the vacuum cleaner, or the guy blowing the leaves outside if it's during the daylight or something else going on, dogs barking, cats jumping on keyboards. Yeah, I've had that happen too. I don't have cats, but my granddaughter brought one and they jump right on my keyboard if they can figure out how to get in. But background noise is just something you kind of expect. Well, if you're dealing with technology, we say technology works most of the time. And when it doesn't, like last week was what it sounded like when it didn't. There was some challenges with some cell phones, whether it's because of cyber attacks or solar flares or who knows what kind of hard drive equipment maybe some people were having. Sometimes things just don't work out. And here's some of the biggest determinations that I've found. It's not that those things won't happen. It's how you handle those things when they happen that's probably going to determine how long you're going to live, because the stress will wipe you out, and also how you'll be able to react to that, and the types of people that you work with will be able to adjust to how you manage those types of issues. So those types of technical things are just stuff that happens, and you want to work with people that understand how to maneuver through those things and work through those types of challenges as well. So, Ken, there's a little bit of a kickoff for some of the stuff we want to talk about today on Count on the Truth radio show.
Yeah, super. In fact, before I get too carried away or whatever, I just wanted to say thanks for your expertise, your understanding and knowledge of this industry, because it's extremely involved, especially now that all this time has passed and with all the different companies that have come and gone and companies that still exist, but some of the rules that apply and cause problems for some of the things that are going on in the industry. So I just wanted to say thanks for all that
you do
to help the industry, you know, survive and do what it needs to do, because it's really a super incredible opportunity for the average people. And it seems like as time goes on, it's more and more geared towards people that are actually going to do their homework and find out what they need to find out about it. And that comment that you made about the different challenges, et cetera, et cetera. I remember one of the things, I'm kind of into the one-liners and that, and I have certain little things I throw out in front of me at different times, but when you were talking about overcoming those challenges, it says a happy life consists not in the absence of hardships, but in the mastery of the hardships themselves. So everybody's going to be faced with some type of complications, problems. So are you a solution to the problem, or are you a problem to the solution? And I know that it seems like, yeah, it seems like that most of the people in my family are a problem to the solution, and I don't know if they do it on purpose or it's just part of their human nature that they make things harder than they need to be. But anyways, on my side of things, it's definitely something that applies to them, because they sure make things a lot harder than they need to be. But there's subtle hints all around us, and no matter what we do or where we go, if you just kind of pay attention and be observant, sooner or later you're going to hear about the home-based business industry, and you're going to have to decide whether you want to be a part of it or not. And of course, the other side of it is, which one do you choose from, especially when you've got some that are still, I call them old-fashioned or old technology, maybe we could say, as opposed to the new ways that people are presenting. But right now there's some pretty fun, fascinating stuff that's going on. It can really change your life if you're ready for a change in your life to happen. If you know what I'm saying, Peter.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, let's take a look at this, and this will segue into part of the conversation you wanted to talk about, is, you know, people have to figure out how they're going to go about making money. You know, there's a gentleman that I met one time, his name is Warren. I don't know if he's still alive or not, but he was in Columbus, Ohio, and he used to sell encyclopedias with a company called P.F. Collier, and he probably sold encyclopedias with other companies as well. But I'll never forget, when he was talking to the kids at school, and, you know, the parents with children at school, he said, you know, there's a couple of things that are probably going to determine how your life turns out. And he mentioned the first one is going to be your education level. The second one, he said, is what you do to make money. And the third was going to be is who you marry. So those three things are probably going to determine how your life is going to work out, you know. And if you really start to think about that, it's really true. And one of the things about, like, what are you going to do to make money? So, you know, and then part of the stuff that he would say would be is, like, and where do you find your spouse? Well, probably your first serious relationship is going to be found somewhere through school. So if you go to a better school, you'll probably find better people, you know, that type of thing. So that's why it was better to get a good education, go to college and stuff along that line. Now, I don't know how much of that is still true, and we'll leave that for a different political conversation, if you know what I mean. But the reality was is that what do you do to make money is probably going to be a pretty good contributing factor that's going to dictate what you're going to do any 8 or 16 hours 20 years from now, 30 years from now, 40 years from now. And there's different paths to be able to make money. You could have a regular job. You could start a regular business. You could do franchising like we're talking about, home-based businesses as well, like network marketing companies, whatever. But what you do is probably going to determine the next 16 or 20 hours a day you'll be doing for weeks, months, years, decades, maybe in a row. So you better choose wisely. Otherwise, you can choose a path that may not allow you to reach your whole potential, if you will. And everybody's going to go through challenges, trust me. You know, everybody's going to go through challenges, but you could probably pick better paths, if you will. So, Kent, let's talk about some of those things.
Yeah, no, that's, boy, talk about right on the money. And one of our other conversations, we were mentioning the fact that I'd gone past an elementary school and they had a sign up on the side, "We learn, we lead, we succeed." And I thought about, you know, it's interesting that we put it in that perspective. And it's great that you learn what they're capable of teaching you of, or whatever you need to know to kind of advance to the next grade or the next level of education. And I thought, well, that's fine that you learn, you lead, and then you succeed. But how many of those, how many of us take the opportunity to really get to the point where we're thinking about leading? I mean, we're so focused on just the learning part of it, because that's what you have to do to increase your skills so that when it comes time to go out into the quote-unquote real world, find a job, you got to be, you got to have so many skills supposedly that you're going to be able to use to help with that particular business or that particular niche that you have that you're interested in, and contribute to the company so that they can be profitable and provide their services or products or both and go from there. And in fact, one, I guess that's kind of why I was, we were talking about franchising a little bit, because I actually got three people that are involved in the windshield business, which I thought was kind of an interesting business in itself. They either replace your automobile windshield or they fix them when they get chipped, or you get what they refer to as a star that comes out of a rock that fractures the windshield. And at the time that this kind of came to my attention, they were actually getting ready for the Olympics in Salt Lake City, and so they were working on the freeways. And man, it seemed like everywhere you went, the median was always filled with certain types of equipment, and you had people driving in and out of the median, and as long as the medians were dry, it was no big deal, but you'd get a rainstorm or something, a mixture of rain, snowstorm in the spring, and that while they were still doing some stuff on the freeway. In fact, I remember coming north to visit with my family on one weekend, and a guy come out of there and his truck, and I was going, oh, my word, he's got mud all over his truck. I said, I got to get out of this lane because I don't know how much of that mud's going to come off. And as we picked up speed and I'm trying to get over the other lane, I remember distinctively that this rock came off his rear tire, up in the air, and bang, right in the windshield. So, of course, I'm going, great. This thing's perfect condition, and now I got a broken well, I've got a star in my windshield. It's not perfect anymore. And I'm thinking, okay, so I've got to get that fixed before the crack continues or it gets worse. And I remember coming back to Salt Lake City and thinking, which windshield repair place am I going to go to? And I kept thinking about, oh, there's that new one that's right there on State Street. So anyways, I went in there one afternoon and stopped in and started talking to some people. And I met a person by the name of Troy, really sharp guy. And he was talking to me about it's not going to cost me anything because the insurance is going to take care of it, and they could take care of it right then if they needed to. And I was like, I don't need to make an appointment now. He goes, we got time. I've got one of my people, my service people. He needs something to do anyway. So he took care of it and fixed it right there. And that was just like, wow, that was really slick. So I got to know Troy over time, and I compared his windshield business with another friend of mine named Leon, and then there was another younger guy that kind of does this thing on the side, mostly during the spring and summertime. And he sets up his own little shop, and he's got a key place in the town where there's a lot of traffic. And Leon and Riley are both by themselves, and so they end up working anywhere from 12 to 16 hours a day. And, of course, Troy, he's kind of got his set up, so he pretty much dictates and tells people what time he's going to be open or closed. And so his life style is more organized, so to speak, and he's not having to put in all those extra hours because you got to meet him on his terms as opposed to other people meeting them on their terms. So anyways, as time goes on, Troy expands his business. In other words, he branches out, brings more stores into his realm, so to speak, because they're now all named after his company. And within a few years, he's a multimillionaire, and the other two are just struggling to get by and make their daily or weekly paychecks, and then they're putting in all those hours, and they're hoping that they have business. And, of course, with whatever happens, I mean, life happens, so you have different things that happen to different people's windshields. So the services are usually needed quite a bit. But when Troy branches out, boy, he has business in all different types of areas. And last time I talked to him, he was up to 17 stores, and then I found out he had 23, and the next thing I know, he's got 50 stores. And I'm like, wow, I can't even imagine what it's like to try and take care of all that stuff. And he goes, no, you just got to hire the right managers. And the managers, if they're capable of their leadership skills, they take care of it for you. So you just make sure you've got the inventory. You make sure you've got the ability to take care of people when they need your services. And it's not as difficult as it seems, maybe. But on the inside, it might be a little bit tougher. But on the outside, this guy is making, yeah, he's making big dollars for the bottom line when it comes to income and like what you were talking about in those three main areas that we have to worry about that determines kind of where we end up. So yeah, it's an eye-opening experience.
Absolutely. Let's take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back. We're going to talk more on countonthetruth.com. That's the website, but we're on the Count on the Truth radio show on Building Fortunes Radio. Be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.NetworkLeads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we're back. Peter Mingles here with Ken Nielsen. We're talking about franchising and the concepts behind franchising. And the thing that I want to underline that you said that I want to make sure it doesn't get missed is the idea of course, the gentleman has to know his business. So he knows who to order from. He knows how to put a windshield on. He knows how to deal with the insurance companies. He knows the technical aspects of whatever it is that he does. And he paid the price, I'm sure, learning those lessons, because you just don't, buy one of those franchises and think that those skills come to you by themselves. But the most important thing that you said was, he said, well, it's real easy when you find the right guy, or maybe the right girl, the right manager. And that's one of the reasons why I'm doing this radio show with you, is because for those people that are listening in, if you're looking for the right guy to be able to show you how to do a home-based business, mm-hmm. Ken Nielsen could be that guy. So if you go to countonthetruth.com, you'll be able to see some of the stuff that he's got on there, find his contact information as well, and he might be the right guy that can help you become successful so you too can leverage yourself in the home-based business arena, because really home-based businesses are almost like mini franchises. So I'll let you continue with that thought. Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where I wanted to head. So that makes sense to lay that out there like that, Peter. Yeah. One of my favorite sayings, of course, is trying to get people to pay attention and maybe take time to take a look at what's going on. I'll just throw one of the facts or one of the numbers out, because I'm sure that you're more familiar with this than I am, and what the home-based business industry is worth. I was kind of shocked to see how this all kind of came together. But right now, at least the last group that I was looking at, the last numbers I was looking at, it was $178 million. And if you compare that with some of the other
things
that are a billion with a B is what they is how they laid it out there. And they said, look, you take the NFL, it's worth $9 billion. You take the music industry, it's worth $16 billion. And the movie industry is worth $80 billion. And direct sales has got all of those three, it's greater than all those three together. And so you wonder, how can there be so much failure? And that's the other side of it is there's a thing that's called The Right Way and the Wrong Way, and some of us just jump right into it, but you got to do your homework and find out where the where maybe some of the differences are and what the companies have to offer. But there's some things going on right now that will really shock you if you take your time to take a look. And one of my favorite sayings is actually from Helen Keller, and she says, the greatest tragedy in this world is working with people who have eyes to see but have no vision. And if you've got people that are going to put themselves into this arena, into the home business industry, obviously, if they don't give you all the things that you need to be successful, you're already setting yourself up for failure. So you've got to find a way that they're going to be able to take time to give you the ability to be successful. In other words, tools, training, information, knowledge, that type of thing. So if you don't have that, you're going to be in trouble in the first place. But there's a couple of particular companies that, of course, I'm going to try and steer people towards, because I think they've got everything that you need, and it's going to make it possible for, quote-unquote, the average person or the person who's ready to maybe for a change in their life to actually be successful in a short amount of time. I was just watching a video, in fact, because I was talking to some people about franchising. I had a chance to get involved with McDonald's or Honda back in the early days. And we were talking about which franchise is one of the biggest ones out there. And I was kind of shocked to find out what 7-Eleven has going. Just mind-boggling, all the different stores that they have in the world. And they talk about how many are just in the U.S. is over 9,000. But in Japan, Taiwan, and Thailand, each one of those countries have over 11,000 storefronts. Yeah, and it was mind-boggling. But the one guy that was talking about whether you should invest and own a franchise with 7-Eleven, it actually takes about 9 years to get to the point where you're going to feel profitable and comfortable in what you're doing with that particular franchise. And I was like, 9 years? Man, it's even crazier, right? Because, I mean, they talk about McDonald's taking anywhere from 3 to 5 years. And if you do your homework and find out what you need to do with the home-based business opportunity, we have a way right now that people can work their ways into financial freedom within 90 to 120 days. And I think that's where the myth of the legend or the false ideas, claims come from. It's like a get-rich-quick scheme, when really it's not. But if you're willing to, you know, kind of stay focused on some things and spend, a few hours during the week, I mean, if you can set yourself financially free within 90 to 120 days, that in itself is just pretty incredible, but, it's a possibility and it's doable. So it's something that people just need to kind of take a quick look. We have a place where if you get over there and you kind of see what we've got going on Count on the Truth, there's a tour that you can take. It's a free tour. You know, just put in your information, take the tour, see what there is to offer, and if there's any questions, we answer the questions. So it's just something that's we've made available to people, and there's a little bit of the inside stories, and we can even make it more enticing once you get on the inside so that you can see some of the actual people that are involved with putting everything together. And I think you're going to be pretty amazed at everything that's being offered at this point in time, Peter.
Excellent. So home-based business is probably one of the best opportunities for someone to get started with a limited risk as far as the money, the time, the everything towards getting started, and could be you could become profitable in that home-based business right away. I remember when I first got started in a home-based business with a company called Nutrition for Life. That company's not around anymore, only because of mismanagement. They have nothing to do with anything else. But I literally was profitable from the first month, meaning I got started. I started to build a sales team. I had a different advantage than most people, but I was profitable from the very first month, meaning I put the purchase on my credit card. And when I put the purchase on my credit card, I literally, through the profits that I generated, through the commissions that I generated, through the sales of the products, had enough money to be able to pay off that credit card. So I basically used the credit card's money to leverage my financial investment into this business. But not all of them have to be that way. Even if you paid it off and you got started, but you were building something, the tax deductions and a whole bunch of other reasons are some of the reasons why a network marketing or home-based business like the type that you're in are some of the best ways for people to get ahead and some of the least risky. And we can talk about that a little bit later on, but as a really quick story, I was teaching at a university. I was teaching with Dr. Charles King, who most people don't know is a marketing professor at the University of Chicago in Illinois, or University of Illinois in Chicago. I guess they have several campuses. One of them was in Chicago. And we actually did a certification course for network marketing companies at McDonald's University. So there is actually McDonald's U, Hamburger U, over on Jory Boulevard in Oak Brook, Illinois. I know that because I went there and I had an office for my P.F. Collier's office right across the street from that. But they actually used to teach, in essence, they had a college for how to build a McDonald's franchise. Mm-hmm. And you'd say, boy, you know, that's something else. And, I mean, this is a multi-bazillion dollar thing because people came from all over the world to be able to invest a few million dollars and still have to go to school, because if you wanted to make a McDonald's hamburger, you couldn't have it your way. It wasn't like Burger King, have it your way. It was like, no, you have to do it McDonald's way.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're taking away that franchise. So the reality is that there's a lot of things that, you know, on future radio shows Ken and I will talk about that will help you and people perhaps that are under you, if you're building a business with him, learn and be able to appreciate and take advantage of, so they can navigate through the things that most people just will never understand. So if you have a good coach, good trainer, good leader, you know, good guy, gal, it makes a big difference if you're going to become successful in a home-based business. So Ken, we got about 2 minutes. I'll let you wrap it up.
All right. Hey, very insightful, Peter. That's fantastic stuff. Yeah, absolutely excellent. In fact, I'll just kind of throw this out real quick, because I'm just looking at a quote by Robert Kiyosaki, and he just mentions here, he goes, the home business industry gives people the opportunity with very low risk and very low financial commitment to build their own income-generating asset and acquire great wealth. And I remember in particular being invited to a meeting by a younger gentleman, 38 years old, and he'd get up and give the presentation, et cetera, et cetera. But when he got done, we went to the back, and they were showing me some of the income checks that he had received. And I remember looking at the one, and it was for $261,000. And I thought, boy, that's pretty good for a 38-year-old. And when I said that, they kind of chuckled at me and smiled. And they said, you better look at that again. And so I slowed down and looked at it really, really slow, and it was for a 30-day period. I says, you're 38 years old, you're making $250,000 every month, and he looked up and he says, that's correct. And I about fell over and had to catch myself a little bit and just thought, boy, you know what, it's incredible if you get around the right business, the right people, and the timing is right. It's just incredible what that group of people can do in that short amount of time. So it's for real. It's gained popularity, and I think with the companies being able to follow all the rules that they're capable of following, with everything that's in place, and we can talk about no inventory, no payroll, no employees. The company handles all of that. All you got to do is find out which one you want to be with, find out how they're doing it, if their compensation plan actually can do what they claim that it does. You're going to be in the right place at the right time. And I know people hear that all the time, but it's happening right now. So there you go, Peter. I hope that kind of ties things up for us.
That is perfect. So make sure you go check them out, countonthetruth.com, just as it sounds, countonthetruth.com. And you can always hear this again on buildingfortunesradio.com/countonthetruth. We'll see everybody next time on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, Ken.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.